What's going on, everybody? James, World of Floaters here, coming at you with a new video about bromelain. Yes, bromelain once again. I want to give you all the brand new update on what it did for my dark eye floaters. It's pretty crazy, and I'm pretty stunned. I know a lot of you have been leaving a lot of comments speculating on what it could do, but I really, really want to share this with you. So stay tuned and make sure you subscribe to the channel, because on this channel, I talk about everything eye floater related, okay? Stay tuned. What's up, everybody? This is going to be a nice, quick, short, simple update. Basically, what I want to talk about is what bromelain has done for my eye. Now, it's been about 7.5-8 months now. My last update, it was at about 6 months, right? And I let you all know that some of my dark eye floaters were getting lighter. Well, I'm here to let you all know 100%.
100%.
Let me just say that again, because I know some of you may be questioning and speculating, debating everything on what the bromelain could do for you. But the only thing that I have changed, in my diet has been adding 500 milligrams of bromelain each and every day. Now, let me tell you what happened to the eye floaters that were dark and starting to be lighter. I'm not saying that all of my eye floaters went away, by no means, but the dark ones, I promise, 100% are dang near impossible to see. Now, this change happened only about a month and a half or 2 months after my last update. And in that last update, they were getting nice and clear. I could tell that they were starting to dissolve a little bit, maybe not dissolve completely, but how dark they were, it was obviously and very apparently starting to get lighter. Now I don't even see it. I've been wanting to share this information with you all because the last couple of weeks I've been like overexcited. I've been overly excited that I've been going outside with no sunglasses on. People, this is crazy. Let me tell you why this is crazy and why I'm so excited. Because for the last 4.5 years, I've been having these crazy dark eye floaters. Now, let me just let you all know, I have so many eye floaters. I'm only talking about the dark ones. But we all know that the dark ones are the ones that really actually bother you a little bit more. All I want to do is share my personal experiences with you all, because I feel like it's important for you all to hear this from somebody who has been struggling with eye floaters for 4.5 years. And I wish that there was somebody on YouTube like myself sharing what's working for them. Now, I do want to try some other things, because I know there's a lot of comments about celery juice, about atropine, and I might even give MSM drops a chance again. Maybe I'll try those for longer, because I think that the long game, trying these different natural remedies, may be the best shot you got at getting them to work. I'm starting to realize we have to try them for longer periods of times. You can't just expect for it all to go your way right away when it comes to these eye floaters. And also, what I want to do is talk about the floaters that float out of your field of vision. There was a few very, very noticeable floaters that were clear, that were snake-like, that I used to have right in the center almost of my vision. Those ones floated out of the field of vision, 100%. And I know some of you might be wondering, well, James, what if the dark floaters that you're not seeing anymore, what if that's what happened with those? Let me tell you why I know. The reason is because if I look straight in the sky, I could still see it. If I really try to, I look in the bright sky, I could still see it if I really try to. But why would any of us just stare at the bright sky trying to look for the floaters if all we want to do is not see the floaters? As long as I can go on my day-to-day activities and be able to not see floaters, as long as they're not as noticeable, how great that is. I know a lot of you are really going through it with depression and you don't even want to go outside and all those things. Have faith, because if bromelain doesn't work for you, guess what? Something else is going to work for you. I really wanted to get this video out there because I just want you all to have faith. Something's going to pull through. I don't want to see you all being depressed no more. I want something to help. So please, please try different things. You don't necessarily have to try the bromelain. I just want you to try different things that could possibly and potentially help and work for you. I want the best for you all. I want to thank you all for tuning in once again. Thank you for, just checking out the videos and seeing if any of the information can help you all. I hope it does. Make sure you follow the Instagram, World of Floaters. You can follow this as a podcast on Spotify. I'm sorry if I'm overly excited and talking really loud right now, but I really wanted to just put this video out there and let you all know that the bromelain is 110% helping me. Thank you all once again for tuning in and watching. I love and appreciate you all. I hope to talk to you all soon. And signing out, James, World of Floaters.